Okay, let's get started with Parshas Va'era, Tavshin Pei Vav, as we continue the story of the Gullus and Geula, as the Ramban calls it, and we get into, of course, the beginning. Va'era, the beginning of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is where it starts. We have the first seven Makos, and then we have the three Parshios of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf and Maimon Har Sinai, the two Parshios of Maimon Har Sinai, Yisro and Mishpatim, and of course, Binyan HaMishkan. So, we have the beginning of our parsha. We have the Arba Lashonos of Geula. As the Pasuk says, Hashem talks to Moshe. Rashi notes that he was a little upset at him based on the end of last week's parsha. And he reminisces about the Avos and their reaction or lack of reaction, we should say, in terms of any type of negative outcomes at the beginning of the process. And the pasuk says, "Lachen Amar Levnei Yisrael Ani Hashem Votzesi Eschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim Vitzalti Vogalti Vilakachti Eschem Lila'am." And I will take Vilakachti. Remember, all of these are the Vav Hahipuchs, the Vav that switches in the future. Vilakachti Eschem Lila'am, and I will take them for an Am Vayisi Lachem Leilokim. So let's focus on Vilakachti. Focus on Vilakachti, and we'll start off with the Shem Yishmuel. Shem Yishmuel tells us in the name of his father. He says, Kvod Kedushas Avi Adoni Mori V'Rabi Zecher Tzadik Levracha Dikdik. Right, the Shem Yishmuel's father, the Avnei Nezer, right, the Egle Tal, Rav Avram Borenstein, the first, the Sachachav, they're both buried together in Sachachav, father and son. And he was the son-in-law of the Kutzker. So it says the Shem Yishmuel, quoting his father, Dine Amru Chazal Kal Makom Ha'am Hula Sheginai. There are many different ways and names that we could call, that we are called in the Torah. Am is usually one of the inferior names. The Am, right? Sometimes Rashi says the Am always means the Erev Rav, right? The Am is always like, hello. No, we're called Bnei Yisrael, Am Yisrael, you know, the, not Am Yisrael. That's what we're talking about. The, other names. V'kanshe mevaser lema kabbalah satorah, lema karos ambalashe genai. Right? V'lachali eschem li, you could have had some other, words that are used. Am often is a lashon of Gnai. So why Dafka here, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking about Maimed Har Sinai, talking about all the different stages of Geula, Votzesi, V'Yisad Ha'ad Al-Kachti, that's Maimed Har Sinai, V'Hevesi is going into Eretz Yisrael. So why here? V'Tirates, and he explained, Ki Ha'am Hu Lashon Gnai, where does the word Am come from? Am, sometimes some say it comes from the word Im, right? It's an Am that Im were with each other, but he has another idea. Mishum Da'am Hu Milashon Gechalim Omimos. There are different types of coals that are used in Chazal, and the ones that are referred to here, omimos means they're kind of extinguished, they're not the opposite of boros. Boros means they're flickering, and there's flames that are high. But the omimos means that they are kind of going out. Shapirshu kivuyos, they're kimat extinguished. That's where the word am comes from. Omimos, extinguished. That it means we were very low. Vekanami pirusho kein. Aval, and it means that here too, that we were very low. Aval besore hizu sha'afiluk shihu bekatnes hamochin. Bilti hislavus eish das. Even when Am Yisrael is so low, Hashem says, I'm taking you. Bikomakom yu nirtzim uma'aseyam yasu shorish lamatu prilamala. You think that we're not accomplishing a lot. What is my little mitzvah going to do? I can't have kavana at all. I have kavana maybe in the first line of the first bracha of Shmon Esrei. That's about it. And then all of a sudden, I'm at modim, right? So what are we accomplishing? Says the Avnei Nezer, Shem Yishmuel in the name of his father, that even when you're an am, when you're just kimat extinguished, Hashem still wants to give you the Torah. V'nireh, where did we get this such a schus from? That Hashem is going to give us such chashivus, even if we don't deserve it as much. V'nira di Yisrael zachu lazesh yunirtzim ma'aseim. I've builti ha'aras ha'seichel. Even though our seichel, it doesn't make sense logically. Why is Hashem showing such chashivus? Hashem's not using his seichel kaviyachol, so to speak, because we didn't use our seichel either. Mebnei she'ekdimu nasa l'nishma. Once we were makdim nasa l'nishma, v'lakachti eschem li la'am. I could take you as the Am. Shapir Shubisfar Makadoshim. Shaloyam Tinu Alaris and Say Hashem is that we don't wait to understand every single part of the Torah. Elame Atzmam, Yunim Shachim Acharmam Hashem Yisparach. But they were just pulled. They were pulled to a magnetic force after Hashem, Beli his Chakmus, right? But without any wisdom and thinking about it logically, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Chulu. So if we said Nasav and Ishma without even thinking too much, we'll do it. Hashem doesn't think too much either. And Hashem says, I'll take you also. Line 20. Al Kain Zachu Shagama Maisa Levad Av Bilti Kavanas Asechel. Even without, but not based on logical explanation, Yakodesh Vyasapri Lamala. So that's why it says I'm here. So even we're lowly and we don't merit, but it's okay. We didn't use our seichel either when we committed to Hashem. So Hashem is committed to us even though it might not make sense, so to speak. And then he says this is a unique midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us with. Where do we see that? The Gemara in beginning of Avodah Zarah. Lufi Amarish Lafarish Devrei Hashas. Right, line 22. Shas, we pointed out, the only Masechta that starts off with a Gadata, Masechta Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah Dav Beis. Says there, if you remember, La Asilavo, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah. Hashem's going to hold the Sefer Torah, Kaviyachol, in the future. Manicha Bechek, Goviyomar, Lemisha Asak Ba Yava V'Yitoschar. He's going to say, okay, everybody get online to get your schar. Whoever was Osek in Torah in the history of the world. Miyan Miskamsin Umos HaOlam. All the nations of the world are going to gather. And every nation is going to go in one by one. And they're all going to try to, so to speak, seems like, pull the wool over God's eyes. Right? Miyan Nechlas Olavan Amalchus Edom Tchila. Edom's going to come. Edom, the Galus that we're in now. All the Tsaras in the past 2,000 years. That's Galus Edom. Amr Lamakadosh Baruch Hu, but Maya Saktem. And Hashem's going to say, new? Well, what have you been doing? Omer Lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam. Harbe Shvakim Tikananu. Harbe Merchatzos Asinu. We made marketplaces. We built economies. Right? We made bathhouses. Harbe Kesev Zav Erbinu Vekulam. Lo Asinu B'Shul Yisrael. And it was all for the Jews. Kedeshi is asku batorah. It was all for the Jews so they could learn Torah. Amalei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu answers them. What does he say to them? Shotem Shaba Olam, you fools. Shotem Shaba Olam. Komash, if you did it for the Jews? Komash asitem, mozorach atzmachem asitem. No, you didn't. You did it for yourselves. Tikantem shvakim lo shebem zonos. Merchasos la'adin ba'em atzmachem. Right, you did it for your own pleasure. Kesev azav shaliyu. Right, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu says in these cases, Liyah Kesev, Liyah Zav, and they leave, Klum Yishbachem Magidzos, V'chulu. And Miyad, line 39, Yotzim V'Hachi Nefesh. They go out, and the next comes in, all the different nations come in. And there's a question that all the Achronim ask on this Gemara. Right? They say this lie. Right? What does Hashem say? You're Shotim, you're fools. Shouldn't Hashem say, you're Shakronim? You're liars. What do you mean, fools? They're not fools, they're just lying. Right, so that's the question the Briska Rav asks on the first daf. But here, before the Briska Rav, asks the Shem Yishmuel, V'yishlo Tamua, Hari La'asid Hu Olam Ha'emes. It's the Olam Ha'emes that we're talking about here in this Gemara. Ve'ich Yachshavu Ha'umos La'hat'os V'lomar Shekulam Lo'asino B'shul Yisrael K'dishasim B'Torah. Who are they fooling? Who do they think they are? They're going to trick Hashem in the Olam Ha'emes that they're making up this story? Va'od es miyavo lahatos alo Hakadosh Baruch Hu yodea talumos leiv heman dabrim al kein enam shotim gemurim kol kach gam. It can't be that they're so foolish. It can't be they're just like making up the story and they think they're gonna trick God. Va'od matshuva heishav Hakadosh Baruch Hashem gives them an answer. Klum yishbachem magidzos right l'sorach atzvachem asitem kihem lo amru klal shelamdu Torah shisarach lashivam. So what's going on here? So, Venera Lafarish, line 52. Alpi Masha Amru. Hare, we know the Medrash that tells us, there's a Medrash in Sefer Dvarim, that tells us that, let's say, I'm walking on the street and I have a hole in my pocket. And out of my pocket falls some money. And I don't even realize it. And then, an hour later, an Oni walks by and finds the money. Guess what? I get the mitzvah of tzedakah. I get some credit, even though I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't even realize. Right, it's misasik totally. Shenafal salam echeko umatzu on humanist parnispa harizem is barich aleha. Right? Even if I have no idea. And then Yaduim Debriya Rambam, he says, it's Yadua. The words of the Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayis, that shekol his askus ha'olam. It could be that there will be some non-Jewish king that's going to build a palace. because in 1,000 years from now, there'll be a tzaddik walking by and it'll be very hot, and this tzaddik will need some shade. So 1,000 years earlier, right, there could be a huge palace built because in 1,000 years from now, there'll be a tzaddik that needs some shade. That's the Rambam's lashon. Right? Hu avud, yereshamayim echad. The Kamashanim Yitrachu Livnos, Valentoa. And for years, they'll build the palace, building and planting the Hakol, all for this one tzaddik in 1,000 years from now. Kadesha be'echad ayamim yavar yereshamayim echad, pa'osam acham yisab amanoach. This is what the Umos Olam are saying. They're saying, we're not saying we did with this Kavana. We didn't. But ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you were running the events behind the scenes, and everything we did ultimately was part of the divine plan. So, give us some credit. We didn't have that kavana, but give us some credit. VMK Zui Tainas Umos. Kulam lo asino lo b'shul Yisrael. L'maisa, we did it for the Jewish people. Hainu sof kal sof hayu b'shul shizaski yisrael b'torah. Right? Give us some credit. Pirush Rashi, shenilam panayisha mosiyin nistaka b'shuk. We build markets so they could get money, so they could find time to learn. U'pe'emes kachoya. What they're saying is true. Right? They're not liars. And they know that. And that's why they're saying it. So of Kosov, Elashem Lokivnu, they didn't have the Kavana. They're not fools. Lahato says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Volomar Shekivnu Aver Yisrael. Right? They did it for Yisrael. No. They're not saying they had the Kavana. They're saying we should get credit because ultimately that was what the cause was. Kind of like the brothers, Lahavdil. But the brothers would ask for Hashem, you know, Hashem, we got Yosef to Mitzrayim. That was the plan, right? Right? So give us some credit. Give us some credit. We got him there. Right? Sof, kol ma she'asu u'bishol she'isasku yisrael b'torah, k'divrei Rambam. Right? U'bishol ma she'lo kivnu laze en rela kapeach scharam. Right? Just like the money falling out of the pocket. You're going to get credit even though you had no idea what you were doing. So here too, Kadosh Baruch Hu answers them, no, you're a shota. Shotem sheba olam. Why? What's shota? Shota. Again, I would add, this is worse because they had anti-kavana. Wasn't Stam neutral. Right? The brothers aren't going to get schar for what they did. Right? Even what we're going to say a new chiddush, but if you had a kavana for an avera, come on. Right? That's not. If it's neutral, like the king's going to build the palace for the 1,000 years from now, maybe he'll get some credit. But kishote, what's a shote? Somebody doesn't use their mind. That's why Hashem calls them a shote. She'enu yodeya lahavdil davar midavar. She'beneim akol shaveh. You're a shota. You fool. You can't distinguish between this and that. You can't distinguish between kivnu lazeh, bein lo kivnu. Halzroch atzvachem asidim. You did it all for yourself. Did it for yourself. Aye. What about nafal sela? That's the Jews. Why the Jews? Because in the Jews, I don't use my mind so much. Why? Because they didn't use their mind. Nasa benishma. It was bedafka. The dafka by the Jews, Hashem acts that way. It gives us that midah. Even when we were we were on the inferior level, that's a special schar that we get for having said nasa v'nishma. We didn't use our mind, so Hashem gives us credit even if we don't use our mind. And we're not there. Midah zinu heges rach b'Yisrael shekiblu es ha-Torah. Shezu yafachas lakachti eschem li la'am. That's this promise. Shebishvil sheim nimshachim achar ha-Torah u'mitzvoseha afali seichel. We're pulled after the Torah. Lu'umasam zachush asyasam af b'liya seichel. So we're zocha to that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. But it's not for those who did not commit to Nasa v'nishma. That's the same Gemara. The bottom of Bezma Bez talks about B'nai. They said, we want the Torah. They complained. And ultimately, obviously, they did not accept it. Okay. So we continue. So Hashem says to Moshe, go speak to Paro. But towards the end, even before the Pasuk test, Vaydar Moshe came to Bnei Yisrael, Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael, below Shamuel Moshe. They didn't listen. They couldn't, what do you mean listen? We've spoken in the past, Shmia has a couple of different interpretations in the Torah. Shmia might mean listen, or also can mean accept. Accept. Unkelus sometimes has different understandings and translations of the word Nishma, Vayishma, right? We could hear something, and even in English, you could say you hear it, and you're like, oh, now I hear it. Now I hear it. Right, that means accept it, not just physical hearing it. So that's why here, Velo Shamuel Moshe, right? They couldn't accept it. They couldn't, oh, Unkelus, Velo Kabilu min Moshe. Kabilu means to accept, right? It doesn't mean. I heard recently, Rabbi Yonasan Sack says, the Unkelus in the Rishon, in the Tanoim, is like the Reb Chaim of the Achronim. Wow, that's a statement. So we have to realize that what Unkelus, we could be medayik in every word that Unkelus. We just, halavai, we should just read the Unkelus. Then we have to get to the stage of understanding the Unkelus. So v'lo kabilu min Moshe. They didn't accept. Why? Mikotzer ruach ha-me'avodah kasha. From kotzer ruach, right? They had a shortness of breath. And me'avodah kasha and the hard work. So if you look in the Menachem Sion, we have Zax, right, speaking of, right, we just quoted his grandson. So the Menachem Sion notes, shouldn't it be the opposite order? Right, it should be the Avodah Kasha leads to Kotzer Ruach. You work really hard, you have short of breath. Why does it have force short of breath and then Kotzer Ruach? L'chora hayatzorach lahaktim tchila Avodah Kasha. V'yachagach lichtov Kotzer Ruach. Shaharei Kotzer Ruach hu totsa'a mi'Avodah Kasha. The shortness of breath is the result. He says, unbelievable. Message for life. Message for life. Ula mehezber hu. Ki ha'avoda sha'ada motse ba. It's obvious, but he puts it here. Ki ha'avoda sha'ada motse ba ratzon u'tshuka inyan to'eles. Any job that you are excited to do and that you're psyched to do and you want to do, ein ugres kotzer ruach. It doesn't leave to kotzer ruach, shortness of not just breath, but spirit. Andaraba, who motze bakaras ruach. If you have adrenaline going and you're psyched and you're pushing, we're doing it. Doesn't matter how hard it is. Right? Doesn't matter how hard it is. Vafil mavoda atmi kasha biyoser, even if it was very hard. If it's very hard, still, he nechsheves bein of kavoda kala. It'll be lighter because we're psyched and we're focused and we know we want to accomplish this. Kamosha Neemar, as we know, learned back in Parshas Vayetze. Remember, Vayavod, Yaakov, Barachal, Sheva, Shanim, Vahi Be'enav, Kiyam Machadim. 7 years, it was like nothing. It was like a couple of days. Ba'avasa Osa. Baram, Kasher Havoda, Mechuseres, Rashon, Ruchuka. If it's an avoda that we totally don't want to do, and we think it's a bittelsman, and we think it's a waste of our time, and we don't really want to do it, then every little bit is going to make us exhausted. Inyan v'to'eles kol shehem, azafilu imzos avoda kala b'yoser. It could be the easiest thing. Hi nechsheves be'enav kavodas perech. Every little thing will be backbreaking. V'yav tarim she'iskuba. And even before I start, I lost it. Rucha miskatzeres. Bekitzer, in one line. Koras ruach osa avodas kasha l'kala. Koras ruach. That means calmness and serenity in what you're doing, and recognizing the value of what you're doing. If you value what you're doing, it makes hard work into easy work. Vilu kotzer ruach, if you don't appreciate what you're doing, then easy work becomes hard work. Ruach, osa avoda kala lakasha, safun bazeh, and that's why he says in the pasuk, kotzer ruach, because they don't, what Pisum and Ram says, I'm building these, it's going to building on quicksand. Right, it's just work for the sake of work without accomplishing anything. They had kotzer ruach, and therefore everything was avodah kasha, even little things that they had to do. Safun bazel limud ledoros avodas Hashem. In here is hidden limud of avodas Hashem for any avodah that we do. Hayehudim sherucham ksara muchuseres ratzon utshuka. Right, and it can be the same avodah. Going to davening in the morning. If I'm not psyched to do it, it's the hardest thing in the world. If I'm psyched to do it, it's challenging, but we look at it as avodah kala. Anything that we want to do or motivated to do, all of a sudden becomes much easier. Mechuseres ratzon utshuka, if somebody is not psyched to follow in the ways of Hashem, motzim as avodas Hashem kilu kasha umeika. Every little thing, it's a burden. It's not a privilege. Ves mitzvos roem ka'ol kaved ukenetal she'ein laseito. Like a bundle, a load. Ulu masam elu shemechuninim beruach rechava berotzer utshuka shalava sarv yerushamayim. Somebody has that attitude. Beinam avodas Hashem ikala. Venocham iras enayim ushivas nefesh. Beautiful. And then he quotes the pasuk. I was going to quote. Let's quote the pasuk verse. V'lo osi karasa Yaakov ki yagata bi Yisrael. You didn't call me Yaakov, yagata bi. Right? There's a mashal that's recorded in other shiurim from. I think it's from Reb Levi Yitzchak, Mibardishev, or the Norm of the Melech. I always get them confused, but I think it's from Reb Levi Yitzchak on this pasuk. He says, remember the case where somebody comes in on the boat and they get off the boat and the porters say, you know what, you just go ahead, we'll bring your luggage later. And so and he goes to the hotel and all of a sudden he sees in the distance that the porter is bringing his luggage and he sees he's schlepping it, the big suitcase, and he screams out to him, you got the wrong piece of luggage. The guy's far away. He thinks, how could he tell from far away? He's, it's impossible. So he keeps schlepping, And as he gets closer, he says, I'm telling you, you have the, it's not my luggage. He says, what do you mean it's not your luggage? It's exactly how you described it. He says, I know, but it's not mine. He's like, how do you know? He says, you're schlepping and puffing and huffing. My luggage is very light. My luggage is light. If you're huffing and puffing and sweating, you got the wrong bag. He says, if in our Avodas Hashem, we're huffing and puffing and pushing and schlepping and krechzing, we got the wrong bag. We got the wrong bit, and that's what Yeshayahu Navi says here. V'lo Ezekar Asa Yaakov, you're not calling me. You're not calling me correctly. Ki yagata b'Yisrael, because you're sweating over it. If you're sweating over it, that means you got the wrong one. And that's V'lo Shama Moshe, the avoda they did in Mitzrayim, was mikotzer ruach. They had that attitude, and therefore, it was avoda kasha. That's the switch in the order. Number two, the other possibility, he has an other, od efshar lomar, b'kavanas hakasuv, another possibility, V'lo shamu el Moshe mikotza ruach mi'avodah kasha, ki Moshe diber li Yisrael al shtei ha'geulos. We know, as many point out, there were two shibudim and two redemptions. Al geulas hanefesh, there was a redemption of the soul, the spiritual redemption, me'afelas v'zuhamas mitzrayim la'or Hashem, from the darkness of Egypt, v'al geulas haguf me'avdos l'cheiros, and of course the physical. V'hine al rishona geulas hanefesh lo shamu el Moshe mikotza ruach. On the first gula, that first phrase is kotzer ruach. That was their shibud in spirituality. Mi kotzer ruach. Hema yimushukoyim b'memte shari tumah, the 49th level of tumah. Acha kotzra rucham lahavin shenafsham zakuka lugula. They didn't even realize they needed redemption. Right? Like the mashal given by the Bali Moser also. When somebody is totally under anesthesia, they don't feel any pain. It's only when we start getting out of the anesthesia, then all of a sudden we feel pain, but that's a sign, that's a good sign. That's a good sign that, that we're alive. V'yala shnia gula saguf. L'shama Moshe me'avod akasha. So the two phrases referring to the two parts of the Shibudim. Heim ra'u shekol ma shemoshe, kol ma shemoshe marbe. L'dabra paro gula saguf. Me'avod esaperach shalahem, hinas es oyos akasha. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. Kotzer ruach and avoda kasha. Okay. Moving right along, I think we might have done this following source very recently, a year or two ago, but it was, I don't remember it fully, and when I saw it, I'm like, I have to repeat it again, because maybe we should do this every year. But Ramosha, source number four. So we have in the second Aliyah, we have the lineage of Moshe and Aaron. We know the first three Shvatim, because the Raz Rashi quotes, well, once we have to tell you who Moshe and Aaron are, so we start from the beginning, and then we go to Moshe and Aaron, and then that's it. So what do the Psukim say? After talking about Reuven and Shimon, Ve'elosh Mos B'nei Levi Zodosam, Gershon Kosam Rari. Levi lived 137, again, because he was the final, the last Sheva to die. B'nei Gershon, B'nei Kahas, Amram Yisor, Chevron Vuziel, B'nei Merari, Vayikach Amram Es Yocheved, Dodosa Lo Li'isha. Amram takes Yocheved, his aunt, right, a relationship that later became Aser, right? Moshe's parents was a nephew and an aunt. And Vatelo es Aaron es Moshe, es Shnei Chaye Amram, Shevo Shloshim Ashana, 137, and Amram and Yocheved. So Moshe wonders, why only now are we mentioning their names? Right, we know last week we had a Ishmi base Levi, took a Bas Levi without the names. And so why only now? Why didn't we say earlier, last week, you know, Amram and Yocheved? Give them the credit. Says Rav Moshe in source 4, Mashalo huskar shem aviv v'shem imo shel Moshe. Arachar shenitztava lios hagoel. Only now when Moshe is 80 years old. When he's 80, now his parents are mentioned. When he was 0, his parents weren't mentioned. Nirulani has daiti. Da'ashmi'inon bazeh is to teach us something. She'ein lo adam lishtabeach bibno. Av shekishron osav gadola ma'od. Parents should not take any credit for a child. Even if he has unbelievable abilities and talents. Even if the house fills with light. again, one can be thankful, but parents can't pat themselves on the back if they have a child born that lights up the house. That's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know when parents can take a little credit? Once the child gets a little older and they spent many years educating and putting him on the right path. That's when we mention the parents. When you see Moshe all grown up, now we can mention Amram and Yocheved. Because they get some credit. When he was born, right, Kitovu, there was light, there was the Shekhinah in there. Their names don't have to be mentioned because they didn't do anything that they did, but kefi derech harbei bnei adam shekshesh lahem ben balki sharon. Many times when your parents have a child who is a wonder child, gadol somechalav shalol lachancha. Okay, we don't have to educate him so much because he's kind of like he's amazing, he's a genius, he's a this. V'loliyas rabbi yoser ki choshev shavadi etam chacham v'relukim ela adrabe. No, the more potential a child has, the greater responsibility, the greater gift they could be to the Jewish people. Ela adarabba, yishlocha shebekishronosav hagedolim, yisgadel b'inyanam acher, yispadel yisro, might lead to gaiva, it might lead to other pulls, kigadol mechavero sheyitzro gadolim enu, like the Gemara says in Sukkah. V'tzorach lilmod ito b'yoser l'chancho b'yoser l'shkiyach alav. Parents, right, like Yaakov Avinu, remember the beginning of Ayesha, b'kish Yaakov l'esha b'shalva, right, my kids, the shiftei ka. Now they're all around 20 years old. They're between 15 and 25, you know, around there. So I have to worry about them so much. Are you keeping mechanich them? Kadosh Baruch Hu says yes. Ulachein lo nishtabech Amram v'yocheved bebno agadol mikala olam. Amram v'yocheved didn't get any credit when Moshe was born. The Torah didn't give him the credit then. The Torah gave him the credit when Moshe got older. Achin is gadol v'nasenavi Hashem v'ashliach l'gula. Once Moshe started his, you know, in his adulthood, what he was using his potential, acting on his potential, that's when the parents, the Torah gives the parents some credit of Amram and Yocheved. That's when he gets some of the credit. Okay. We're going to talk a lot about frogs this year. Okay, there's a lot to talk about, but every year we could talk about different. We're going to talk about the frogs this year. A few thoughts on the frogs. Let's read the psukim, the second maka. Perek v'zayin, pasik yutes. Vayamar Hashem Moshe emar al Aaron. Kach et matacha, right? Aaron is the one that performs this maka, as we know, the first couple. Kach et matacha teyotcha meim Yisrayim. Spread out. I'm sorry, that's Dam. Wrong one. Here, Vayamar Hashem Moshe bo paro. If you refuse to send out, I will be no gaif. What's no gaif? To hit, right? I will hit all of your borders with tzvardeya. Visharatz hayor tzvardeim. And the yor will spawn, I think that's the word, spawn tzvardeim will. They'll come from the yar. Va'alu uva'u b'vaisecha. They'll go into your houses. Uva'chadar mishkavcha. Va'amitasecha. And into your beds. Uva'isavadecha. Your servants. Uva'amecha. Uva'sanurecha. Uva'misharasecha. And into your ovens. And into all of your stuff. Uva'cha uva'amcha uva'chalavadecha. And you, your nation, and your avadim, ya'alu hatzafar de'im. That is the warning that Hashem tells Moshe to go tell Paro. And that's what happened. Hashem Amar Moshe, Amar Aaron, Nitiat Yatcha b'matecha, and he does it. And it's obviously Paro did not listen. So a couple of points. First, we'll see the words of the Nitziv. The Nitziv notes that the Lashon of Nogaif, right? These makas weren't just annoying for the Mitzrayim. It wasn't just like it was annoying to have frogs all over the place, right? Or to have lice. Or wild animals, or having your animals die. It was deadly. That's the word nogaif. Says the Nitziv, Mefarish b'medrash rabba, milashan misa. Nogaif, that it uses here, means that people died from the makah of tzvardeya. How could you die from frogs? Because you could have some poison frogs. Umizel lamdu, to kal makah Shimsha Misa. Part of the why they had to be deadly and Hashem had to show his power was for the following concern.
Mishum shahaya makom lachush.
There was a worry. It could be Paro is going to get angry. You know what he's going to do? He's just going to kill out all the Jews. Right? He's nervous. That's something that Rachmana Litzlan, what happened at the end of World War II? Right? The Germans are saying, just kill all, as many as you can. Right? Because they felt that they were going down. So if Paro feels like he's going down, right, it might be like Shimshon. Right? I'm bringing everybody down with me. So, ukemashal, like the mashal of ha'uches ha'sasipor, like somebody who is holding a bird. If you go near them, they're just going to squeeze. Ha'uches ha'sipor, shimratze miyad uchonka. Umazem muvan, and that's what he says, this gnogef, it doesn't appear by Dom. Dom, he didn't feel as under pressure, says the Netziv. Bishem shemaka rishona shloshas libo ligramaka. He thought that his magicians could also do Dom. Tzvardeya, shekimat hirgish badavar. El sharaka chazer vichodes libo. Tzvardeya started shaking him. But then he caught himself. Hayamakam lachush lo yabdin lagamre. So it could be that he was gonna kill them. He could just kill them. Mishem hachi hayat sorech. That's why Hashem had to. Degam besila kamaka yeshamish misa begdole yoatzav. Killed some of his advisors. His clothes, not him, because Hashem wants to keep him alive till the end. Kedeshol yovel ide itzazu. So that's the drash, he says, for Negifa. But now he says, let me explain. There is a machlokes rishonim. If you look in the Eben Ezra notes, we translate Tzvardeya as frogs. But they might not only be frogs. There are other animals that aren't as pleasant. You might not say frogs are pleasant either, but they're less pleasant than frogs. Let's keep reading the Netziv's words. Netziv was Nifter, right? 1892 or so. Says the Netziv, if you look in the two psukim that we're reading, that we just read, Pasuk Chav Zayin and Chav Ches, there's two different things going on here. Because what does the first pasuk say? Chav Zayin. No gefas kol gavul chabat svartin. There's going to be tzvardeya in all of your boundaries. All. And then what's the next pasuk? Where are they coming from? That first pasuk. It just says, all of your boundaries are going to have tzvardeya in them. And then it says, v'sharatz ha-ya'or tzvardeim. The ya'or is going to send tzvardeya, and they're going to go into... It already said all gavulcha. So what did it say here? In Pasuk Chav Ches, in your house, in your bedroom, in your avadim's bedroom, says the Netziv, there's two different audiences here. There's the average mitzri, that's Pasuk Chav Zayin. Kol gavulcha, they get frogs. But then it's Paro's cabinet. And it's the nobility. Those come from the Ya'or. V'sharatz ha-Ya'or, Svardim, and it goes into all of there. That's Pasuk Chav Ches. What's going on? Let's read the Netziv. Es kol gavulcha, on the right side. V'chal makom shayu mayim yatsu tzvardim. Wherever there was water, frogs came out. Not just the Ya'or. Wherever there was water, there were lakes, there were sinks, there were bathtubs, whatever it is, frogs came out. U'kibir shvashi v'tehillim, sharat artsum tzvardim. V'chal makom shayu rovsim mayim ayu rovsim tzvardim. So that's the first Pasuk. U'misham nispashet b'chal medina hugol mitzrayim. V'sharat ha-Ya'or, the Nile, that had special tzvardeya come out. That's the second pasuk. That's Chav Ches. Biyur biyichud yishrot tzvardeim haino min gadol umuvchar sheba oso min. That's a special type. That's a special type of frogs. What are those? We'll see. It's not a frog, as he's going to say. And those are deadly. That pasuk is talking about all the royalty and the nobility. And then your bedroom. And there it was deadly. And then Chavtes gets back to the general. And he continues. But now let's get into what am I referring to? So now let's get to the bottom left. Yadua de'ashonos b'enam afarshim arishonim zao. The Rishonim discuss, as I just mentioned, the Eben Ezra. Im hayu tzvardeim min hayadua, hamashchis, hanimsa od hayom b'ya'or v'nikra. Crocodile. Ohu min
Hanimsa Berubin Haros Fitzoakim Umacharkarim,
the ones that croak and make a lot of noise. What we would call frogs or toads. Because Machlokes Rishonim, Sardeya might be crocodiles and alligators. That was the Maka. That's less pleasant than frogs.
Olafid Varenu Shnei Pirushim Emes.
I think they were both there, says the Nitziv. The whole Mitzrayim got frogs as nuisance and annoying and showing that they're God. Showing that Hashem is God.
B'chaleres Mitzrayim ayim min hasheni
v'lo shchisu. Those weren't deadly.
Ach bebeis paro v'amo v'avadav yatzu amin arishon.
And those came from the Yor.
Those came from the Yor v'hayim hashchisim and they were dangerous. K'dechsim b'tehillim yishlachbam aro v'yochleim v'utzfardeya v'tashchisam. V'zen echa b'lashon ya'alu atzfardeim haynu ha-me'ulim she'bitzfardeim.
That is the Nitziv. I think if you look at, we have one of these, the picture Haggadahs with all of the makas, serious makas. So one of them that we have, there's a couple of crocodiles or alligators, like amongst the frogs. So they knew this, the illustrators must have known the Nitziv. Okay. Continuing, once we talk about part two of our discussion of the frogs, we'll comment something that, we touched on, I think, in a Haggadah shir in past years. And that is a conversation that took place between the Shagas Aryeh and the 7-year-old Vilna Gaon. Says the Gemara in Pesachim tells us, you have it there quoted in Source number 6 and in Source number 7. The Gemara tells us, in Pesachim Nun Gimel, Ma ra'u Chananya Mishal v'Azariah, shemasru atzma makudush tashin l'kifshon ha'ish. What made Chananya Mishal v'Azariah jump into the fiery furnace? How did they not bow down? How did they not bow down? So the Gemara says, they learned the Kal v'Chomer from the frogs. Nasu kavachomer beatzma mitzvardim. Uma tzvardim shem mitzuvah makudush Hashem. The frogs are not mitzuvah in kiddush Hashem, and yet voluntarily they went to moser nefesh. The frogs are frogs, right? They're not bali bechira. The frogs that are not mitzuvah kiddush Hashem, they went in. So anu shem mitzuvah makudush Hashem. So surely us. There are many discussions in the Rishonim, isn't it? One of the big three, Yehori Valyavar. Feel free to listen to the. Nach Shiurim that we have on Sefer Daniel. So Hiksha Bazeh, but the Shagas Aryeh asks, it's a Kava Chomer Mufrach. Shere Gam Heim Nitztavu. What do you mean the frogs weren't told to? Hashem said, Va'alu Uvau Beveisecha. What do you mean? They were coming. Hashem sent the frogs. What do you mean? Well, they didn't have to. Hashem sent them. What kind of Kava Chomer is this? The frogs didn't have to. And yet they did it, but we have to. So of course we should listen. The frogs had to listen. The Gro was 7 years old, right? The Shagasari was 1600s into the 1700s. The Gro was born in the early 1700s. So the Gro was 7. And he came up with an answer. They were commanded to go, but where to go in Egypt? Amnam lo nitztavu al sreifas ha'esh levad. They were told to go in the ovens and the beds and the kneading troughs. And so I'll take the bed. You could go in the oven. You know, so each frog could have chosen. You go to the oven, I'm going to the bed. If they went to the ovens, that's the Mesiras Nefesh. That's violent. They didn't have to do that. There were other choices to fulfill the word of Hashem. And those frogs that chose the ovens, so that's the Kal v'Chomer that was mentioned in the Gemara. So in the here it doesn't say that the end of that story, but another version is that the Shagas Aryeh gave the Gro a kiss on his forehead, and he said, "You're going to be something," or maybe you already are something. Good. So this is also quoted. The Maral Diskin also quotes the same answer, not b'shem the Gro, but he just quotes it. And he says, maybe even more extreme, one might say, and that is, it not only says that they should go into the ovens, which is a one-time mesiras nefesh, but what does it say? Uvecha, uva amcha, uvecha lavadecha. Right? He doesn't talk about crocodiles. But jump inside. It wasn't so pleasant, even the frogs. Because it went into their bodies, right? And that's more mesiras nefesh for the tzfardeya, because you had to hang out inside.
inside the bodies of these Egyptians, says the Maral Diskin. It was terrible, these makas. Right? We think of it as just, it's not fun and games. Right? It was these, even frogs, right? It was inui memushach v'tsar gadol ma'od. The Gemara says in one place of Pesachas Subis, if Chayim Shalom Azariah would have been tortured, they wouldn't have done what they did. They would have just given in. Because torture is worse than death. There's one line like that in the Gemara in Third Parakim Subis. So that's what he says. This would be like the torturing. And that's a greater Nisayon, and that's what the frogs were willing to do. Okay, a little bit about the frogs. And finally, one last thought about the frogs, and that's from Rav Soloveitchik here in source number 8. This is Dafka about the frogs, but it's about all of these makas. Rav Soloveitchik describes that when the Torah describes all these makas, you know what the Torah just says? The Torah says, and the frogs came out of the water and did what they did. And Moshe and Aaron threw up the dust, and it became kinim, and it went. It doesn't say anywhere like this was like a supernatural event. It just says this is what happened. As if this is normal. As this is what is supposed to happen. What is the definition of a miracle, Rav Soloveitchik notes? Miracle describes only an outstanding event which causes amazement, a turning point in history, v'chulu. As we read the story of Shmos, we are impressed by the distinct tendency of the Bible to relate the events in natural terms. The frogs came out of the river when the Nile rose. The wind brought the locusts and split the sea. Right, it's just like, this what happened. Behind the passages in the Torah, we may discern a distinct intention to describe the plagues as naturally as possible. Why? Because mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no difference. The Bible never emphasizes the unnaturalness of the events, only their intensity and force are emphasized. And the Rav says, because if you believe in a greater, higher power, then you could formulate it like this. If you believe there's somebody, some other power is getting involved, or it's just haphazard, and there's no power in charge, then you'll present it as miraculous and unusual. But Israel, however, line 14, who looked upon the universal occurrence as the continuous realization of a divine ethical will embedded into dead and live matter, can never classify the miracle as something unique and incomprehensible. Both natural monotony and the surprising element in nature expresses God's words. Right? This week was Rav Dessler's yard site. And Rav Dessler, we've quoted in the past. Rav Dessler says, what's the difference if you're looking out your kitchen window and all of a sudden you see the ground rumbling? And all of a sudden, you see a finger come out of the ground. And all of a sudden, you start shaking, you see a hand come out of the ground. And then you see an arm. You win his trias ames. Unbelievable. Try to take a quick selfie, so people believe that it happened. It's fast for the next day. Let's say you're looking out your window and you see the ground rumbling and you see a leaf come out of the ground. And after the leaf, you see a twig. And after the twig, you see a branch. You witness a tree growing. Amazing. What's the difference? It's just what we're used to. Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no difference. And if you think about it, it should be just the opposite. If I put a person in the ground for a person to come out, oh, that makes no sense. If I put a seed in the ground for a tree to come out, oh, perfect. Makes a lot of sense. The first one makes a lot more sense. Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rav Soloveitchik, the Torah formulates it like, quote unquote, normal, because from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point, it's all normal. It's all possible, and he could do whatever he wants with his koach. Okay. One more thought. Did I say one more before? Here's the final one. One more thought about the frogs. The Sharat Hayart Sfardim. If you look in source number 9, there's a Medrash. There's a Medrash Lechach Tov, quoted here in the Sefer L'Sa'anik. The Sharat Hayart Sfardim, the frogs. The Midrashim go through why the Makos for each Mida Keneged Mida, what exactly they did. So here's one. Al-Shahayu ha-Mitzriyim me'irim osam mishenasam lemar. The Mitzriyim woke them up. They didn't let him sleep. Imdu su'avodas paro. Right? Because they didn't let him sleep. Hevi aleim kolanim, that's why frogs. Kolanim, right? Animals with a lot of kol. Shahu ba'im atzvardim v'tzavchim beznayim, they were croaking the whole week. The whole week they were croaking and making them crazy, right? With the sound. Because why? Because they woke up the Jews early. What do you see from here? The dakus nature, the minute minutia of the schar ba'onesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
They threw the babies into the river. The avod es perech. You know what Hashem records? They woke them up early. Even that part of it. Nothing is forgotten. As the title says, Ein shechacha lefnei kisei chavodecha. Every little bit of our life that deserves either direction. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps it in mind. Ruah mikan mahu din shamayim. Afal bisha mitzriyim hevidu as bnei Yisrael avod es perech. Hard work, bechomer volvanim, vayomitzarim osam, umakin osom makos nimratzos. They hit them and caused them to suffer. They woke them up early. Hashem doesn't forget that. Hashem doesn't forget that. Every little thing we do, and again, we'll focus on the positive. Every little mitzvah, every little chesed, every little pasuk that we do, it's recorded in Shemayim. Lulameitcha mau din Shemayim sha'af ha'pratim aktanim einim nishkachim. Nothing is forgotten. Umishalmin avuram ein shichacha lifnei kisei chavodech. Okay, one final story and then one final thought. There is the Divrei Mordechai, which is one of the sets of Mordechai Eliyahu's Torah. So on every section he has thoughts and then parparaos and then sipurim. So Rav Mordechai Eliyahu has an infinite amount of stories told about him. I happened to meet his son, Rav Shmuel Eliyahu, this week, and I heard some stories. But he quotes one of the stories here on the pasuk of Hatiru Badi, Davin for me. Paro says Davin for me to Moshe. So he tells a story here. I'll just say it outside, but you feel free to read it. You can bring it to the appropriate Shabbos table. He quotes one time when he was a Rishon, when he was the chief rabbi, Rishon Letzion, he was invited to, and also caught my eye, he was invited to visit Venezuela. Venezuela. Hatisa hi, l'shem hi, l'sham hi tisa, transatlantic aruchas, a long flight, more than 12 hours, 12 hours to America, b'lacha mikan od ka'arba v'cheti, another 4.5 hours to Venezuela. So, he says, anachli yashad ha'machla rishona, they sat in first class, okay, right, chief rabbi, kasher milvadenu, besides us, ha'itatfusa tepamayso shal nichbad aravi. There was some chush of Arab that was also in first class, along with Rav Mordechai Eliyahu. Bagia moed aruchat tzaraim, when they served lunch, the flight attendant brought the menu to the aravi. V'lefeta partzu chilufin, there was a whole machlokas between a younger woman and an older woman that was sitting on the different sides of him. In Arabic, Arasher hifsik aravi etavikoch, finally the aravi screamed something out, and whatever it was, l'shem advarav, also baschok al svatai, when the chief rabbi knew Arabic, and he started smiling. V'rabbanit shaloti l'fesher atzchok, and the rabbanit asked me, you know, why are you smiling? His vartila, I explained. Hadayal hitzil aravi etatavrit, the flight attendant gave the menu to the Arab, and he was mazmin, pig. Davar acher. Oh, was it? There was a machlokas. The ishtam of Vulgara said, ma karalacha? Anachnu muslimim. Al pi ha-karan azulan alecho. We can't eat that. Shachachta? What are you doing? Emishu yedalzef. Somebody finds out about this? I'll tell you, odea ma yasu lecha. And the young woman, Lu Matzo, says, come on. Let him do what he wants. Is anybody here? Lesof echri aravi, the ravi says, mi roe otanu. Anachnu po b'matos b'shamayim. Gavoa me'al ha'adama. We're up here. Mi b'chlav roe otanu. Elokim enenu yoshev kan b'matos. God's not here on the plane with me. Kach u'kshalaf anav. So he had a full plate of davar acher. And fine, after anachitab of Venezuela, so after they, so Merchel Yo put this, compartmentalize this in his brain. Why does Hashem want me to see this? Okay. Anyway, he gets to the Venezuela. They go to the hotel. Boner ha-kabbalat panim chagigit. There was a whole, kabbalas panim for him. And there were the rabbanim there and the heads of the communities there and different ambassadors. And betoma irua, lachar shiasati, as I'm going out of the ulam, nigashi lai adam echav and ishek es yadi. Somebody comes and kisses my hands. Like the Sephardi way of, ani shagrir Mitzrayim be-Venezuela. I'm the ambassador to Egypt in Venezuela. He said, I have a request. All of a sudden, he's about to ask me his request, and I hear from behind me somebody screaming in Arabic to this shagrir of Egypt. It was this guy from the plane. Started screaming at him.
So Rav, so in Arabic, Rav Nachmanaya turns to him and says, "What are you screaming at him about?" All of a sudden, he gets silent. Hit barer, what happened? Right? Haravi Bamatos, who Shagir Erev Saudit be Venezuela. This was the ambassador of Saudi Arabia to Venezuela on the plane, and he was screaming at the Shagir Mitzri, "How could you kiss the hand of a rabbi? What are you doing? I'm going to report you to the authorities." Asaper zos lemitzrayim. Heshavti lo bosamad beya. So Mordechai Eliyahu said to him, "And I'm going to tell them what you ate for lunch on the plane." Shishtacha martacha lo lechol. Right? All of a sudden, Shamazoz is shoshal a Saudi, echalik arbo. The older woman starts screaming at him, says, "No, I told you!" Right? The walls have ears. Nivala Saudi vechvir kasidi turned white, and he said, "Slicha." He says, "This conversation didn't happen." Bichlal no lefgashnu, atala reita, va'ani lo reiti. Says, and he left. And what happened? Turns around to the shagrir that came to him. He says, "I've heard that you are a miracle worker, that I've been married 9 years without children." And he came, right, hater ba'adi, he came to him to daven for a boy. That's what they ben zachar. Amar lo nasiya kila niyudit, nelech l'rav l'pgisha. He asked the rabbi in the community, and he said, "The chief rabbi is coming." He says, "If the rabbi gives you a bracha, then you could be sure." So I told him, says Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, "I told him, as long as you help the Jewish community in here and in Egypt, the chul of the chul, and all those do these things, ani maftiach lucha." He could say that you'll have a son. Okay, fine. That's hatiru ba'adi. That's the story of Mordechai Eliyahu. Final thought: there is a question at the end. Just one fun 1 minute. I'm going to send all my magevosai by Barad. It's called all of my plagues. Many mafarshim wonder, out of all the makas, Barad, right? Hail has all of Hashem's power in it. Says the Gra, second Gra of the evening. He says, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has three areas that he could punish with: fire, wind, and water. Look in Sefer Bereishis, stone, fire, mabul, water, daraflaga, wind. Right? He scattered them. Apnei kal haaretz. And in Mitzrayim, there were different makas that had different things, right? Dam Svardeya, that's with Mayim. Arbe, the locusts, were with Ruach. Shchin, with Eish. Barad had all three. Barad had fire and water and wind, right? That's why Barad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, used all, not all, but three of his powers to punish the Egyptian, and that's why he says, Anishalechas koma gevosai. Every detail of the makas teach us something, as we spoke about by Tzfardeya. Again, because remember, three different psukim in these parshias. The purpose of the makas is to show Ashgacha, both to the Mitzrayim and to Bnei Yisrael. And we have, the more we learn about these makas, the more we recognize Ashgacha Hashem as well. But we have to realize Ashgacha Hashem in our life as well. Okay, we'll stop here with Hashem. We'll continue next time.